Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Patriots Monday on WEEI. Patriots Monday is brought to you by Zudy, Anderson Windows, and Northeast Men's Health.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by the lawyers at Teen Malone.
It down the field, it's caught at the 10, and this game is over! The Cowboys win it! C.D. Lamb!
It is a Patriots Monday here at WEEI, and of course, Red Sox back at Fenway tonight with the Corbell, which has been delivered in advance of whatever
could happen.
May happen later on this week. We are about to get to name that trash can tune in a moment, give you a chance to win tickets for tonight's game. Tomorrow, Ty Law at 8:30. It's a Ty Tuesday, and I believe the great Steve Peralt will join us at some point from the Red Sox podcast on tomorrow's show. During the break, Stiz Grimy, Wiggy, and Courtney arguing about Halloween kills for a good 7 or 8 minutes, which Courtney didn't like, Wiggy hasn't seen, and Stanley Stiz Grimy loved it.
I can't do it. Courtney is just hating. She's hating on Michael Myers.
I'm not at all. I just really liked the first one. This movie picks up directly. Like, it's not, there's no open, nothing really. It starts really where the first one ends. So I was like, all right, I really liked the first one. I think this is going to be really good. Yes, there is a plot to it, and it's very hard to talk about without giving anything away.
I understand.
But there was no climax to it.
No climax.
No. There was none.
Courtney
zero.
Wanted a climax.
Yes.
Yes.
Greg hears that all the time.
Yeah. Don't we all?
See, I haven't seen it, so I'm looking forward to it. As a huge, huge horror film buff.
Yeah,
as you can tell by the shirt that I'm wearing, my running team right here.
But you said Rich didn't like it either.
Rich didn't like it. So
what about Davey Eyeballs?
Davey Eyeballs, I don't know what Davey Eyeballs thinks about it, but it'd be interesting to find that out.
I will say Kyle Richards, Beverly Hills housewife, who was the original Lindsay.
She did good.
She did really good.
I saw
good.
Her horror film last night. It was the Pats defense.
Good one, Curtis.
That's the boogeyman.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, I want to thank assistant producer on this long time on this program and on the prior program, Stanley Stiz Grimy, for putting his musical abilities into play this morning on the trash can in honor of the Houston Astros.
And I feel like this is good because I feel like my life is kind of heading in a, you know, I'm going to be standing outside of TD Garden banging on trash cans kind of direction anyway.
Don't
so
knock,
head
don't
start.
Knock don't
head
knock
start.
It.
They make good
look
money.
At the, look at the dude
Joe
on
Joe Sax.
Who's that?
Joe Sax is always outside the garden on a saxophone. He's unbelievable.
I was gonna mention the guy who, as you're going up Brookline Ave, is prior to Red Sox games, is
that kid is nasty.
He's really
that
good.
Kid is nasty.
Is he on really pot and pans?
Or is he on like buckets? The pots? Yeah, the buckets
yeah.
and the,
he's
yeah, yeah.
he's fantastic. Yep. He's really good. All right, so let me get a contestant. I believe that it is Anthony from Medford who is up first, trying to name that trash can tune this morning. Anthony, you there? Anthony. I do not hear Anthony. Let me go to Randy. Hey, Randy.
I'm here.
All right.
Good morning.
Did you get the other two, by the way, Randy?
The first one, not the second one.
Okay. All right.
Hater.
Well, hopefully this is better. Are you ready, Stanley Stills Grimey?
All right, let's go.
All right, here we go.
Ready?
All right, that one was better.
Really?
Like that? We got it?
You like that? You got that, Courtney?
Well, I know the song. I don't know the title, but I can sing it in my head.
Okay. Wow. Randy, you got a guess?
Wow. That sounded like a school marching band.
And any kind of a guess on that?
No, I have no idea. Let's go, Brandon.
I don't know.
Don't you got a hint? Like,
any kind of a hint?
Courtney's, no chance. Courtney's the one who said she knows what it is.
No, I can sing it in my head. Like, it was the good beat, but I don't know the name of the song.
OMC, how
you know
bizarre.
The artist?
No.
Oh. Eric?
I'm here.
Do you have any kind of a guess at that?
Can you give me the country of origin, or are there any alternate pronunciations?
Huh. Country of origin. Do you have a clue, Stiz?
All right, here's a clue. Here's a clue.
Can we hear it again?
If you want to hear it again.
But I want the clue first, though.
I feel like I'm in a script spelling bee. So I'd like to ask a few questions.
Philadelphia is the clue.
Philadelphia?
Philadelphia is the clue.
Philadelphia or Philadelphia? Philadelphia. Philadelphia.
Now Greg has to have cream cheese for lunch.
All right, go ahead.
All right, one more time. Here we go.
Anything?
Oh, I thought I got
nothing for you, and I just pissed away two tickets, I guess.
Yeah.
Sorry, no chance.
It's a tough one. I don't know it.
Not a chance in America.
I have no idea.
Cherry?
Yeah.
Hey, you got a guess?
What was the clue again?
Philadelphia was the clue.
Philadelphia?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
Use it in a sentence.
Is this guy a big Sixers fan?
Is this guy? Is that the clue?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be here all day for this.
One.
Wait
what?
A minute.
Where's Ken?
Is this from a movie?
You are right, sir.
Oh, from a movie.
That's right.
With the hero of the city of Philadelphia.
You are right, Hildog.
Okay. I know what it is.
Right.
Hello, John.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you have an answer?
This is a shot in the dark, but the other one, Crazy Train?
Ooh. No. Texters are now nailing it.
Ozzy was in the movie with Tom Hanks in Denzel Washington.
Joe. Hello, Joe.
Yes.
What's up, Joe?
How you doing?
What's going on?
Can I guess?
Yes, what? What is it?
Can I guess the tune?
Yeah.
Okay, can I hear it one more time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jesus Christ. Here we go.
Okay.
One more. Here we go. Ready?
I know it.
Meat Mill. Nightmares and Dreams.
You got it, Joe?
Is it Summertime by Will Smith?
No.
Kind of a good answer,
no,
though.
No, it's not.
He said he gave you a movie. Like,
I know it's from a movie.
Right? I don't know.
And Greg pretty much gave come on. Yeah, Greg hooks you guys.
I don't even know what it is.
My favorite ice cream is Blank Road.
Hello, Eddie.
But I can go with a hint.
Eddie.
Hey, guys.
You got the answer?
Eye of the Tiger.
Yes. It's the Eye of the Tiger. It's the thrill of the fight. Yes, you nailed it,
when
Eddie.
I said Philadelphia, yes. I was like, Adrian!
Eddie, hang on. You are now qualified to win the Red Sox tickets. We'll do this one more time this morning.
One more time.
Thankfully, only one more time. We actually may run out of time to do it one more time. I think we have to.
I'm Ringo Far From Good.
You're doing fine, Stiz. You're doing fine. That is Stiz Grimey on the trash can. via the Houston Astros, and
those trash cans really, really echo.
We got to take a break. Ken, are we getting the trending here or no?
Yep.
Okay, let's get to Canon. What is trending this morning?
For nearly 30 years, the home of the Boston sports fan. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Fall in love with driving a 2022 Subaru featuring symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruOfNewEngland.com. Lawrence Guy and Gresham Keefe, Mac Jones, 230 with Maloney and Fourier today. Maloney and Fourier, by the way, on location. They are going to be just outside of Fenway at the Bullpen Bar on Jersey Street, brought to you by Budweiser, the Major League beer. That's right before 8:08 first pitch, 7:08 pregame, ALCS Game 3. Jose Urquidy starts for the Astros. E-Rod for your Red Sox. Here's a little bit of trash talk from Ottavino out of the bullpen, Greg. If we can beat Urquidy in Game 3, there won't be too many guys on their pitching staff who haven't given up some runs against us. We're feeling pretty good offensively. That from Bradfo's interview of Ottavino. That plus the Corbell champagne have me nervous now. We're getting borderline cocky here.
By the way, the Astros favored tonight at Fenway, which is surprising.
I'd say very innovative by the Astros. Like, after hearing the trash can thing, like, if they were using that, great job. Because I feel like if I'm up there and, like, you know, they're saying, like, four whacks and a tap, you really can hear the trash can and how that would be easy for a player to kind of be like, all right, here comes the fastball.
You understand why it worked for so long.
Four whacks and a tap was Greg's high school band.
E-Rod, not great in two starts against Houston this year, Greg. Six earned allowed both times and 4 2/3 on both occasions. So he's got to be better. But would you say they need to take 2 out of 3? That's fine. They get 2 out of 3 here. You feel good going back to Houston.
I mean, yeah, obviously you'd like to close it out here. But, yeah, you get 2 out of 3. You can go back there and win there. Did you say 7 or did you say 6?
I said 7.
I said 5.
I said 6. And do you think them not starting Evaldi in game 1 is because they wanted to make sure he'd be available for game 6?
Possible.
Okay. Atlanta wins to take a 2-0 series lead in the series with the Dodgers, so that is going back to L.A. tomorrow. Overtime thriller in Foxborough. Cowboys win it 35-29. CeeDee Lamb, the big 35-yard touchdown catch to end it. I did like your question, Greg, to Bill earlier in the show about his decision to not go for it in overtime. I think that's the key decision. And he was hesitant to answer that. I think that tells a lot. He was second-guessing himself a little bit, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, sounded like it.
So if he goes for it there and they make it, they win the game, right? It's almost a coin flip to win it or lose it in that situation.
Well, if Nelson Aguilar catches the ball on first down, that little slant route.
That was a big drop.
Well, here was Bill's answer from a bit earlier today.
No, not really. I mean, it's, you know, with Zerline, his field goal range, they play on a pretty short field there, so at that point you're talking about, you know, one first down could probably beat you there. So
they decide to punt it and they lose. Dak Prescott 445 yards passing when all was said and done.
But Wiggy feels like that is a demonstration of Bill not having confidence in Mac Jones.
Well, think about it. It was third and three, and Mac Jones's decision was to throw a go route to Aguilar. Low percentage chance. I know they said that they probably could have called a face mask on that play because he grabbed him by the face mask. But, like, that decision right there, I would be looking for Jacoby Myers kind of in the slot working something, and you're taking a quick three-step drop, and you're throwing a goal, like a lazy back shoulder goal route.
So are they out of it? Now, the Jets this week, they're 6.5-point favorites, 2-4 record. The three teams they face after that did all lose this weekend,
right?
Chargers, Panthers, and Browns.
No, they're not out of it, because remember last year, and that was one of the questions I asked to Bill, they were in the same position. They were, what are they now, 2-4?
Mm-hmm.
They were 2-4, then they won, they became 3-4, and they kind of went on that little run of where they got to being 5-5, and they had a chance to get over the, to get to 6-5, and they blew it, but I don't think they're out of it.
Bills and the Ravens atop the AFC right now.
You think this is a playoff team?
No. I didn't say that they were a playoff team.
Well, if they're not a playoff team, they're out of it.
No. But they could make a run. They could make a run going from the Jets, and then they got to go to the Chargers, the Carolina.
So do you think they'll win in San Diego or in L.A., whatever?
I would say that they'd be the other dog, but after watching the Chargers yesterday.
I mean, the Ravens are awesome. Lamar Jackson looked unbelievable in that game.
Well, they ran the crap out of the ball because he had two interceptions, but the Ravens are good. So, I don't know. I feel like yesterday's game tells me that they can go to L.A. and beat the Chargers because they got a good enough team to do it.
Where does the Aperol Spritz Pick'em stand this morning? Mm. Any update on that?
Tonight's Bills-Titans Monday night game decides it all because wow. Wiggy was right about the Cowboys.
Yep.
Because they covered in overtime.
Yep.
And Andy and Roslindale was right about the other game that you guys
picked.
Well,
Chris Sale's over.
Oh, Chris Sale
over. He has the tiebreaker, so if he wins tonight, he wins the bet.
Right.
Because you had Sale going like seven innings or something.
I had Sale going five, and
he had four.
Yeah, it didn't work out. It was close.
That's what's trending now on your Greg Hill Morning Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Does she love? Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Bases loaded with one out. The pitch. Raffy swings and drives one. Deep to right field. If it's fair, it's gone. It is fair. A grand slam. The Red Sox have hit their second grand slam of the game, and it's 8-0.
You'll believe it.
That's it, Wiggy. Electric, as Courtney would
say.
Good.
It sounds
electric.
Like Adam Levine.
Stop.
Doesn't it? It sounds just
like.
Yes, it does.
A little bit. You're right about that.
That sounds just like Adam Levine. He sings, whoever that guy's singing is singing that falsetto way Adam Levine style. Is that how you say it, Ken?
Falsetto.
Oh, yeah. Right. It's Adam Levine.
Can we hear you singing a falsetto?
Was it Arroyo who was dancing to that very song at Gillette Stadium yesterday?
Yeah. High-eyed. Jeez, yeah. What are we doing here?
He kind of had like that little like swag dance.
I like it.
He was
it.
Drinking like an interesting beer
what
beverage.
Was it?
I don't know. You couldn't really tell. It's like a yellow label.
Yeah.
It seemed like it was maybe a
Colt 45
IPA.
No. I like them. They're loose.
Look at how far the Patriots have fallen. They can't even get a good Red Sox guy at their games. Like Brandon Arroyo's the best we could do.
Arroyo.
Whatever
I like
his name
it.
Is.
They're loose.
Tatum also at the game.
This is Nick. Hello, Nick.
Hey, guys. I'm just calling in to maybe throw a little cheer in your life.
All right.
If you look at it, on the bright side, you guys are 2-1-3. You got two wins, only one loss to Miami. And three moral victories, huh?
How bad does that Dolphins loss look now? Oh, holy God, cow. Man. They are awful.
Courtney said last week, though, that she feels like this team gets up for the big games. And they do. Don't you think? At least so far, or no?
Yeah. I mean, I thought that they got up for yesterday. Just they weren't able to get it done.
Wiggy and others were talking about how this Dallas team was going to come in here and blow them out.
Yeah, I thought, and guess what? The defense played good early in that game, only to be able to hold Dallas to 10 points at halftime. Now, Dallas fans might say that Dallas killed themselves, made a bunch of mistakes, but You know what? The Patriots stopped them on third and short and then fourth and short. Then they stopped them on the goal line. I thought the defense played well. And offensively, you hit quick because of the going for it. You were able to score a touchdown quick, and then you put another drive together, and boom, you up. You had two touchdowns.
Also, that loss to Miami, we talked about it last week, how, yeah, it looks bad, but it's they're losing without Tua. Now Tua's back, and they're still losing. So in my mind, that loss might be the worst one on there.
The Belichick tree this season is 2-10.
Doesn't this game, though, make, because Curtis asked this question, you know, if this is a playoff team. Now, I think they'll beat the Jets. But moving forward, when they kind of get on that stretch of buzzsaw games, doesn't that game yesterday, and that's why I said it's a signature game. So when they go to the Chargers, you're not going to say, well, oh, I don't expect them, like they can't beat the Chargers, because they've proven that they can play with those big dogs. They just haven't been able to beat them. But I feel confident that you can play with them. Now can you just get over that hump? Can you beat the Chargers? Can you beat Carolina in Carolina? Can you beat the Browns at home?
I mean, if the offense doesn't continue to get better, as it looks to me like it has, then maybe you can't. But again... You give no credibility whatsoever to anybody who suggests that a rookie quarterback at this point in the season is, in the case of Mac Jones, looks better than most everybody thought he would.
Who thought he was going to look bad? I mean, people were saying that he was, you know, they were wanting to redraft the draft.
Did you think after
the preseason, no one thought Mac Jones was going to look bad.
Did you think he would be at 71% completion percentage-wise and leading the all the rookies when it came to that?
I thought he would be.
You did?
Okay. Yes, because he was good in completion percentage in the preseason.
Right now he's 20th rated in the NFL, up to number 20.
But when you look at...
That's for, pretty good.
For Wiggy,
completion percentage?
No, for passer rating.
Okay, for passer rating. So, you're below average.
What's the worst loss on the schedule, though, in your eyes? Because I think the Saints were, but if you look at now, Miami lost the Jags. So for you, does that take its place as the worst one?
Well, you should probably be sitting here at 4-2 because you should have beat the Saints and you should have beat the Dolphins.
The Saints? I mean, that game wasn't even close.
No, right. I know that, but prior to the season, I would have penciled in W's for those games, right? I thought this team was good enough that just on paper – and them having Jameis, and then once we found out it was Jameis Winston who was going to be starting for the Saints, I was like, all right, you should be 3-0 getting ready to play the Bucs. And you probably lose that game, you're 3-1. Then you beat the Texans, you're 4-1, and now the Cowboys game is a coin flip.
At some point, was Tua a bust at number one?
Tua stinks.
Well, not at one, but he went fifth.
Oh, you go fifth. Okay.
And
yeah,
Herbert
fifth.
Went six.
Six, yeah. Right? Yes, okay.
All-time miss.
Yeah, Tua stinks. I think Herbert is the best quarterback of the two quarterbacks that went before him, Joe Burrow and Tua. But, Greg, you keep going on his completion percentage, which I felt like we all thought he was going to do well because he's going to take those checkdowns. At one point, he was 4-for-4 or 7-for-7 for, like, 80 yards or 100 yards.
And they were winning the game.
Yeah. So we knew that his completion percentage was going to be good. It's everything else.
No, it's just like heading into Sunday,
yep.
You told me, I want to see Mac Jones do more in the red zone. He did that.
Yeah.
I want to see him throw the ball down field and not check down. He did that.
Yeah, he did that a couple times, and I gave him credit for that. And then my epiphany was, here's what Mac Jones is as a quarterback. Everybody's like, oh, we want to make comps. We want to compare him to Brady. No, I think the perfect comparison is to the other guy in the AFC is Chad Pennington, because Chad was a smart quarterback and didn't make a bunch of mistakes.
This is Michael. Hey, Michael.
Good morning, guys.
What's up?
First of all, Courtney, you going to any of these games this week?
I am going to the Red Sox game tonight, and I am going to the Patriots game on Sunday.
Whoa.
Okay. All I cared about was the Red Sox. Are you going to come say hello?
Yes, I will. Gate C.
Okay. I'm going to start off with a little negative note, and then I want to talk about the game itself. Mac Jones started 10-for-10. He ended up 15-for-21, which, according to my math, means at the end he went 5-for-11 with a pick six. Okay? That's the only negative I see from Mac Jones's game yesterday. I think he's going to be really, really good. Okay, he's going to be a quarterback that you can win with, and that's all you can ask. As far as the game goes, That was one of the best football games I've seen in a very long time. From an enjoyment standpoint, from just great football, both sides, up and down, I thought it was an unbelievable football game.
Well, it had its moments.
Yeah, it was a good football game.
It wasn't well played, but it was entertaining.
It was a good.
It was entertaining, and that's all. I mean, bottom line, no matter whether you're a fan of any particular team or not, I mean, the week before, when what game was that? That was 49-47 or whatever it was. I'm sure that was entertaining as hell too, and that's what you want. You want entertainment out of your sports.
See, I want my team to be in a position and what they did yesterday, and that is have a chance to win the football game. Mm-hmm. And that's what they did yesterday. They were close enough, and I think Curtis brought that point up early in the week. I thought that they would lose probably by 7 or 10, but Curtis said if this game is close, it's probably because the other coach on the sidelines, Mike McCarthy's an idiot, and he's did something stupid, which he did.
This is Dakota. Hey, Dakota.
Hey, Greg. Hey, Wiggy, your epiphanies are pretty much the biggest fraudulent thing going. 2 weeks ago, you said that Mac Jones wasn't even an NFL quarterback, and I said to you, no, he is and is going to be a superstar in this league.
You said superstar.
And then you have this, what was that, Wiggy?
You said superstar.
Wiggy, you told me that Mac Jones would never win in New England, and you doubted him being an NFL quarterback. But today you wake up with an epiphany that now he's Chad Pennington, who actually played 8 years in the league.
And
went 11-5.
Chad played longer than that. Chad, I think Chad played 11 years in the league, and Chad was a good quarterback. That's what it is. Mac Jones, you have to put a lot of pieces around him. He's going to be smart. He's not going to make many mistakes. If he makes two or three mistakes a game, that's probably what you get from Mac Jones.
Dakota, he thought it was an epiphany, but then he realized it was heartburn.
No. You guys told me. Hold on, Dakota. You guys told me that Mac Jones was the next Tom Brady and was going to be a superstar. I said, uh-uh.
I did not say that.
It sounds like.
I did not say he was the next star. I said he's going to be a superstar in the NFL. I go, what I saw after three games gave me enough indication that this guy is going to
so
be
what's your
an
comp?
NFL superstar. What's, my comp is Matt Stafford in Detroit. That's his comp.
He doesn't have Stafford's arm.
No.
What was that?
He doesn't have Stafford's arm. And I would say that Chad Pennington finished second in the MVP voting in 2008. He wasn't some total schlub.
Yeah. He's not gonna have the statistics that Matthew Stafford had. Matthew Stafford had threw the ball all over the place.
Wiggy, nobody can believe anything that's coming out of your mouth right
now.
It's
true.
You just said he wasn't an NFL quarterback 2 weeks ago, and now you want us to believe he's Chad Pennington and is this and that.
You want me to believe he's Matthew Stafford. Stafford is a superstar.
You wanted to take Fields over him.
Yeah, I would still take because I think
you
Fields.
You still take.
I think Fields.
Oh my God!
I think
this is amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Even after this weekend.
Yeah. I think the problem is you're seeing Justin Fields play for a horrible coach and a horrible franchise. If you had Justin Fields here, or you had Trevor Lawrence here, or you had Trey Lance here, or you had Zach Wilson here playing for the New England Patriots,
they
would not look like they look when they're playing for
the... What would they look like, Wiggy? What would those guys look like right now? And you said put pieces around them?
Yeah.
He has no offensive line. He's got receivers that have a hard time holding on to the ball.
Whoa, wait a second, Dakota. Everybody told me now these pieces around them. They spent a ton of money. Now we got no pieces? Wait a second.
Wiggy,
it sounds like what I said last year for Cam Newton, but everybody jumped ugly on me about it.
I'm not supposed to say Cam Newton.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say Cam Newton.
I'm
quarterback one.
I was shocked he got up from that hit yesterday.
Yeah.
He's going to get killed.
He's tough as nails. I give him that.
He's tough as nails.
I give him that. I never said he won't.
First of all, if Chad Pennington took that hit, he's still on the ground right now, okay? That's how frail Chad Pennington is.
Yeah, Chad Pennington had injuries that he dealt with. But when you look at it, we love to make comps about players. You said, Matthew Stafford.
Yeah.
And I said, I just don't think he has the arm capability to put up Stafford's numbers.
Your don't think means nothing. 2 weeks ago, you said he wasn't an NFL quarterback.
I said.
To be fair, 6 weeks ago, he never played in the NFL. So, I mean, he's kind of right.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know what? He's if you put pieces around him, he's Chad Pennington, and there's nothing wrong with that. Don't be so sensitive. Chad was a very good quarterback.
He looks like, you know, a young Tom Brady to me.
I was drinking a lot of V1 when he said that.
This is Chad. Hello, Chad.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, Ken.
Hey, before I get to my point, what a loss of Matthew Stafford to the Lions, 0-6 this year, huh?
Good spot for Cam Newton. They ought to grab Cam Newton quick.
They might be. Maybe that's one of the offers.
Yeah, but look at Matthew Stafford when he gets with a good coach.
Mm-hmm. Look at Brady when he gets with a good coach and Bruce Arians.
We can't make the good coach call, though, because we were just talking about Dak having a moron as a coach. He's great.
Great point, Courtney.
Yeah, but I think it's more about Kellen Munn with him.
Greg, I agree with you. Last night, the defense lost that game for us.
Yep.
If you saw the secondary, they were running around with their heads cut off. The communication was not good with all them last night. They played really good, but when it came to who was covering who, they didn't know what the hell they were doing. The offense had one big mistake last night. That was the hold for the Myers touchdown. But if you look at the defense, there was crap all over the field. They shouldn't have let Dallas go that far. We would have won that game. We should have won that game. I don't think they're a playoff team this year, though.
They have to
get their head out of their ass and freaking know how to play and who's covering who. Because Stephon Gilmore not being here this year is showing out there on the secondary.
No, that's
and
a huge, if you don't they have get somebody a huge, else, huge issue with the secondary.
Huge issue. They were running around with their heads cut off. If you saw it tons of times, Dallas would be 1-25, 2-25. And what happens? They get that freaking yardage because the secondary doesn't know who to cover. Hightower, he's a great player, but he didn't cover someone last night, and it was a huge run that ended up getting them a touchdown. They just need to know what they're doing. They're putting all this money and bunch of everybody up on the front line, but who's in the secondary? Yeah, you got Jones, who's great, but then you got Phillips, who can't even freaking wrap up and make a tackle. I don't know what the hell's going on up there.
Can you criticize Belichick as a GM?
Yes.
Yes.
On Gilmore?
No, I would say on, like, the moves this year, because he spent, how much money did he spend? Almost
175 guaranteed, I think.
Right, and
no,
so
I think that was Greg's deal.
but when he made all those moves in the offseason, we gave him an A+ mm-hmm. for going out and getting all these guys. But the only guy that really is doing anything and looks like, okay, it was worth it, is Judon, mm-hmm. right? So we could criticize and go, you know what, maybe the money that you spent was probably on the wrong players.
Not Hunter Henry?
I think Hunter Henry's kind of going in the right
direction.
Right, but is he still? They gave him a lot of money. Is the money, is the production worth the money that you paid
based on the tight end play last year? Yes.
Okay. All right.
I mean, when Judon got up slowly, remember that yesterday? There was one point where I think he was just gassed, but it looked like he might have been hurt. I was like, that's a season. Yeah. I mean, Judon, he might be the defensive player of the year.
Yeah.
Right.
He's incredible.
Yeah, he is.
What were the Ravens thinking? Like, why do you let that guy go?
All right, we got to take a break. One more Name That Trash Can tune coming up. One more chance to win your way into Fenway Park tonight. And then we will pick from the four qualifiers, and we must do it legally out of a hat. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Must be done. Whose hat are we going to use?
Spaz has a hat.
Spaz has a hat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do we know where that hat has been?
Don't want to know.
Okay. So one more chance to qualify to win tickets for Game 3 of the ALCS at Fenway Park tonight. That is coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey.
podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Happy birthday to Alex Cora, Ken, who is turning 46 years old today on the day of Game 3 of the ALCS.
Yeah, no, that's good luck. That's good luck.
That is good luck.
And today is 17 years to the day of the single greatest sporting event I have ever seen in person, Game 5 of the ALCS, Ortiz's second of back-to-back walk-off flare into center field. The rest is history. That game was unbelievable.
Well, let's hope we get the E-Rod that we got prior to this start tonight, and not the E-Rod of the start prior to that. Yes. Let's all put our collective heads together and wish that to happen, Ken Laird. I know you're alarmed with what happened over the weekend. I don't know why, but I think splitting out there is pretty good.
Well, you got to win 2 out of 3 at home. Tonight I don't feel great about, but fine. If you come back with Pivetta tomorrow and then hope Sale is better on Wednesday, I guess.
Why not start Sale today? I mean, he's going to have to be good at some point.
All right. If you would like to be there tonight, we have one last chance to name that trash can tune in honor of the Houston Astros. And I believe James is up first this morning. Hey, James.
Hello there. How are you doing?
How you doing? Where are you from?
I'm from Acushnet. Thank you.
Okay. Have you been able to name any of the songs this morning, unlike most of us? No disrespect.
Well, I did get the first one by Queen, but unfortunately I was the second caller. Right. The first caller got it.
Okay.
And then I was able to figure out the Eye of the Tiger song, but I hadn't been able to get through. So.
All right.
Maybe I can go 3 for 3 here.
Should we give a clue before Stiz plays the song on the trash can?
Because the other audience, the other people didn't get a clue before.
Okay. All right. Stiz, are you ready?
Let's do it.
What decade is this from? We don't want to give that clue? All right, never mind. No clues first. Go ahead.
All right, here we go.
All right, listen closely, James. Oh, I think I may know that.
I got nothing.
You have nothing, James? Nothing on that?
Nothing on that.
This is the dumbest game.
You know what that is?
I think I do.
You don't?
No idea.
Come on, I have no idea
what that is either.
You don't know that?
Yeah, me neither.
No.
It's easy to me. Hello, Kyle.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Kyle, what's up?
Hey, so I think I know the answer to the song.
Yeah.
Is it Crazy Train?
Woo! Yes, it absolutely is Crazy Train.
Nailed it.
Didn't even need a clue on that one.
Wow.
Stiz Grimey, nice job.
That's how he does.
Yeah,
good
job, you redeemed yourself. Kyle, way to go on that.
He's got an ear.
He does. Kyle, where are you from?
I'm from Bristol, New Hampshire.
Okay. Hang on for a moment.
Is why they're playing Christian radio instead of AAF.
Shots fired.
Wow.
You will be our fourth and final qualifier, Kyle. Now, before we get out of here, everybody's name is going to need to go into Spaz's hat, and we're going to have to pick one winner of the tickets this evening. Is that correct, Ken?
Correct. Spaz is on his way.
All right. Tomorrow, Ty Tuesday with Ty Law in the studio at 8:30. We had a great time with Ty Law.
Yes, we did.
On Saturday night.
Saturday Wiggy. Night was a good night.
Yeah.
It was a good night.
Yeah. Mrs. Wiggins.
Had a blast. Delightful
to have Mrs. Wiggins out. She is so much fun.
She is. Really, she is the life of the party.
Really enjoyed the evening with Mrs. Wiggins and Saturday.
I just ride her coattails.
Yeah. Oh. No, that was fantastic. A lot of fun. This is Jesse. Hello, Jesse.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, Jesse?
Nothing much. I just want to kind of... You know, every time we talk, you know, first of all, Mac Jones was awesome, and I think what we lose in all this discussion, like every time, you know, we compliment him, then, you know, Wiggy goes, you know, well, you know, he's a 20th in passer rating, and that's a little bit below average. But everybody seems to forget, especially Wiggy and a couple other of these guys out here, is he's a rookie. Mm-hmm. This kid's a rookie, mm-hmm. and he's playing balls out. This guy is legit. Did he throw a pick six? Yes, but he came right back and threw a touchdown.
I know.
And then, and you know, all the negatives I heard during the training camp. Oh, is he tough enough? Can the knee hold up? Can he throw downfield? He gets creamed by Gregory. I thought the guy was literally dead.
Dead.
I know. Up and just runs off the field, throws a pick, comes back, throws a touchdown. He's doing everything. He's not the problem of this team. And that's kind of what worries me. We're having play from a rookie quarterback. And we still can't find ways to win. To me, the biggest problem of this team is coaching. Fourth and one, Belichick doesn't throw that challenge flag. The punt gets blocked. Another one, fourth and three in overtime. We decide to punt just like we did in Tampa.
So you wanted
to go for it.
You wanted him to go for it in overtime.
Absolutely, go for it. Just like in the Tampa game, put the pressure on the defense. Our defense couldn't stop nobody into the game. We were gassed out. What was Belichick thinking? Put the ball in the kid's hands. This kid is a franchise quarterback. He's the real deal. Give him the keys and let him drive you to victory.
Well, right. I don't want to hear no criticism of Zach Wilson. And how he stinks, he's a bust, he's this, he's that. I don't want to hear that. Want to wait? He's only a rookie, so let's wait 2-3 years. When can we evaluate Mac Jones? 2-3 years?
Curtis, where is the poll at from earlier this morning on going forward or not?
Ooh, let me get there right now. Okay.
That's what I want to know. How long before we can make the evaluation?
All right. And the poll question. Sorry, we have a bunch of videos posting. Look at this. Very active show. Okay, should the Patriots have gone forward on 4th and 3 from their own 46 in overtime? About 1,000 votes in, 73% say yes, they should have.
See, those are just fans. They don't really understand in the game.
Right. Nobody knows the game like
no.
that.
No.
Right. You can't be wrong.
No, Belichick said it himself. So
Belichick's never been wrong?
He's been wrong. But when it comes to maybe in-game decisions in that situation, why would you give the Dallas
Cowboys? Because your defense wasn't stopping them. They were gassed.
Well,
so you need to win the
game.
But
you didn't have that much confidence in your offense that they were going to get it.
Right, that's your, and he was wrong. He should have gone for it. They never saw the ball again.
If he goes for it and they don't get it, people are like, what an idiot. Why would he go for that punt and try to pin him in deep?
And he's very highly compensated to deal with that.
When Wiggy just had an epiphany on, another epiphany on the show, I'd like some sort of a musical accompaniment when he, go ahead.
Here's my epiphany. I do like that.
That's your epiphany sound.
I actually call it my spliffany.
Spliffany.
Yes.
That's the most accurate thing that you've said.
I like it.
Since you've been on this show. It's a spliffany.
We gotta wait 8 years before we can evaluate Mac Jones.
All right. Before we go, you want to pick a winner, Courtney?
All right, so
we have to do this.
Hat.
You're seeing this on Twitch.
I didn't even know Spaz wore a hat.
Spaz's hat. We got the four names in there from this morning.
Yep. They're going to say it's rigged.
Shake it up.
Courtney's going to pick one. She's shaking it up.
I have one.
It. She's got one. Who you got?
And I have to really open it so I did not see any names.
All right.
Mike from Attleboro.
Mike from Attleboro.
Yeah. All right. Yay.
Mike from Attleboro on the way to game three tonight.
Is that Mike Shue?
Great cheerleading program in Attleboro.
They do? Yes.
That's Courtney's cousin, Mike, from Attleboro.
No.
I feel like I should get the extra ticket. Like, I should go with him because I technically helped him win.
Yes, you did.
Mike, call him.
Yeah, maybe he'll bring you.
That's
all right, nice work today, Stiz Grimey.
Thank you, Grimey.
All right, I know Ken didn't like it, but I enjoyed it. All right, we'll be back tomorrow morning. Ty Tuesday, Ty Law at 8:30, and Steve Peralt on the Red Sox probably during the 9 o'clock
hour. The Sox win tonight, you three?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Erod does.
I think Erod has a good performance.
I think Erod has a great performance tonight. They look good. They're up 2-1 after tonight. Gresham Keefe is next. Mac Jones, 2:30 this afternoon with Christian and Lou.
And Jacoby Myers at noon with Gresham Keefe.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. Excellent. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.